Welcome. I'm Halcyon. This is Hug Nation. And today's topic is I'm done. I am done. I am done being upset. I'm done being angry. I'm tired of being frustrated. I'm done with despair. I'm fed up with fatalism. I don't want to live this way anymore. I do not want to be so focused on the exterior world, so focused on the climate of political pageantry and drama, that I am unable to generate my own joy, to tune into my own gratitude, because I am so dependent on this world of news, which is filled with tons of crap. The world has always been filled with tons of crap. In fact, 3 weeks ago, before the election, guess what? There was tons of crap in the world. Now, is there more crap now? That's debatable. The issue is, at every point in your life, you have to find this balance between engagement and enough upset with what's wrong that you're in action, but not so upset that you're living in fear and frustration and anger and ick. It was like 6 months ago, I guess, that I wrote my first essay about political stuff and what's going on, and I felt like I, as much as I don't really like to get too engaged in politics, while I do always vote and try to pay attention as much as I can, and I try to consult with people that I trust, rather than get super into media, because as we've learned, you can decide what you're going to hear by what media you choose. You know, it's not like you can, I got to read the news so I stay informed. If you're choosing what news you read, you're not staying informed, you're affirming your bias. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. So I got kind of, I wrote my first public essay, and I felt like there's so much at stake that I need to be involved. I need to, you know, if there's someone out there that's undecided, but trust me, I need to at least say, hey, there are rights at stake that I think are very important. There are things that are being dismissed about civil rights, about privacy, about the environment that are core to my identity as an American. And so if you are undecided or you don't think it matters, let me say why I do think it matters. And once I stepped into the arena, it was over. Then I was in this battle, this fight, this ongoing conversation that, for the most part, is civil. And for the most part, people that are listening and talking with me agree with me. But there's two things that happen. If you agree with me, you keep giving me more evidence and reasons to be upset. And if you disagree with me, you create this like conflict and wall that just, you know, builds up. And there's so rare a few situations where someone was undecided and said, you know what, you convinced me that I should vote. And if we can just make one person vote, maybe. But over the course of these last 6 months, I feel like by and large, what I've experienced is the idea of fighting for what you believe in did not make any harm. It did not convince anyone. Things that you think are the tools by which we will make change and change minds and sway people and convince people, we now know do not work. Things like facts, things like logic. These are no longer the hammer and wrench that we can use to adjust people's perceptions and adjust our political landscape. We now know that any sort of debate just makes the chasm wider. So, and I know there are people out there that you know, might see a certain video that changes their mind, but most people, as they watch anything, as they read anything, we're so wrapped up in our cognitive bias that you hear things that you agree with, and you go, yep, and you see things and you hear things that you don't agree with, and you go, eh, that's, they didn't understand, or they misread that, and if you think that is a sign of weakness, or you think that is kind of some trait of lack of intelligence or poor reading skills, or it is the way our brains work. I really wish that our education system had a value on creating, you know, free thinking, active, engaged citizens. If that was the case, if that's really what we wanted in the world instead of consumers, and I'm not blaming teachers, I'm saying this systematically, you know, this is massive thing that's happening. But if we really, as a country, wanted free thinkers, if we wanted to people to grow up to be the next founding fathers, we would put so much emphasis on things like cognitive bias and make sure that people understand how the brain works, how arguments works, how debate works, how the limitations of how our memory works, and how, like, I'll admit, I never read the WikiLeaks emails. Because I did not have this motivation to change my mind. I had this internal, partially conscious, a lot of it subconscious, desire to feel good about what I already believed in. And everybody was in that same boat. So as I'm reading and learning more and more things that say, yes, there's rights at stake, there's, you know, potential racism, there's bigotry, and as I'm super focused on the values issues that are going on and how this is an atrocity, there's other people that are super focused on immigration and jobs, and they're getting more and more and more evidence that are inflating this. And so both of us and all the variations in between are paying attention to the things that we care about, and those are getting more and more and more intense until the point that the contrast has turned so high that we have caricatures of human beings on two sides of this fence. Literally demonized. Literally. We literally had news people, I say news loosely, people who can look into a camera like I'm doing and pretend like they are reporting, saying that there are candidates who are possessed by demons. Using words like pure evil, comparing to Hitler. This was the reality of our climate. This was the reality of what was going on. And it was very difficult to step away with that because it's so high drama. And it was very difficult to not pay attention to it when it was happening in social media because it's super compelling and it feels so important. You know, like, I know how I felt when someone said, you know, whatever, I'm not really paying attention. I'm like, you're not paying attention. We're sliding into fascism. And so I'm like, you know, that's the voice that's telling me too. Like, oh, you have to read that article. Oh my gosh, look at that headline. You need to read that. Someone just posted another, you know, blog post about why they think this is. And so just like adding more and more and more evidence of like, wah. You had to try very, very hard to not talk about politics in social situations over the last 6 months. I remember being at a Burning Man camp meeting. And, you know, after the camp meeting, we're all hanging out, sharing brunch and mimosas, and inevitably, we start talking about Trump. And it starts getting heated, and we're kind of like almost like talking over each other, trying to add more and more examples of the horror, you know, like one-upping. And he said he was going to do this, and that's just going to lead to this. And our boy's going like this, and that's going to lead to this. And I had this like, woo, this like, suddenly like, I could see this scene, and I stepped out of myself like, wait a minute. Yes, there is this sick feeling of righteous indignation. And it's kind of pleasurable. But I'm also agitated. I'm angry. And everyone that I'm talking with is in agreement. This conversation is creating anger and stirring this pot of frustration with no real purpose other than to intensify these feelings that we have. Meanwhile, we're in an environment that we intentionally drove to come together to talk about things like pink fur couches and human evolution and transformational experiences. And the minute the temptation, the dark topic of this political feud was dangled in front of us, and we start salivating and we just like, and so I was like, stop! Okay. Can we talk about Burning Man? Can we talk about what we're gonna do to build more LED stuff? Can we talk about our dreams? Can we talk about the magical, wonderful things? Like this gathering that we're having right now is so precious, So much of our lives are taken up with thought routines that are either not pleasant or boring or upsetting. So the fact that there's no environment that we have in our lives that is more intended for positivity and art and creativity and support and love. So can we just slip back into that? And there was this kind of jarring, have you ever taken an iPad away from a kid that like, when you pull the Trump topic away from someone's, like pulling the meat from their, oh, yes, you're right. So 2 weeks post-election, I am yelling stop to myself. I'm done. I've spent a lot of time recently thinking about things, thinking about what this election meant, and spent a lot of time crying. I have avoided almost all social invitations. I gained 10 pounds over the last 2 weeks. I've been trying to stay informed. I've been feeling an obligation. You know, there's all these people talking about, you know, we gotta fight the good fight. You gotta, you know, stay engaged. You know, now is not the time to let this be the new normal. And these things all make sense. But they also kind of set this narrative that it's not okay to be okay. It's not okay to be happy. It's not okay to feel gratitude for what you have, because then you're gonna forget about all the things you don't have. And I'm like, and I believed that, and I felt that. And over the course of the last 2 weeks, I have fallen apart. I have been on this kind of constant state of depression. Every time I read more and more examples of why we're screwed, it's like I wake up, I'm drawn to this addictive stream of information, and then it like snaps me into this low-grade depression. And I don't really feel like doing anything. I don't really feel like leaving the house. I don't feel like exercising. I do feel like eating some candy or watching some Netflix. And so I'm deciding that that story, that requirement to stay upset and to stay focused on what's wrong, does not serve me. That does not make me into a powerful warrior. I am not in a place where I can do good in the world when all I want to do is eat candy and lie in my bed. And before this election, I felt like I was pretty good at practicing gratitude. And even while I was focused on everything good in the world, I still tried to do good in the world. I think that's possible. I think you can, at the same time, say everything's amazing and then and I want to make this better. That's the whole Burning Man concept, right? I think Burning Man's amazing. It's the greatest place in the world. And the whole time I'm there, I want to try to make it better for everybody. Now, there are some people that go around Burning Man and go, oh, this sucks. It used to be better. Oh, man, this is lame. I guess. Maybe that's motivating to some people. And I actually have to agree, you know, maybe acknowledge that some people, the fight fires people up. The fight makes people go, yeah, all right, I'm like, this makes me feel alive. Gearing up for a fight makes me feel like, because my intellect or my mind goes to, where does a fight leave? Even if I win a fight, I now have an opponent that's angry and upset that eventually will rebound and want to fight back. And I look at the conversations over the last 6 months and I go, has conflict, has debate, has argument, has fighting fixed any of that? Not to say that there isn't ways to fight, but just the mentality of being at war doesn't stop hatred and fear. It just makes hatred and fear greater. So yes, we should be fighting. People that are on the front lines at the Dakota Access Pipeline, like, God bless those people. And that is a way that I want to stay engaged enough to know that this is important, and stay upset enough that I'm still doing things about it, giving money, spreading the word, watching, information that might be hard to access, or I might have access to that I can then share. I downloaded some videos last night, some live ones that were happening, and then reposted them so that I could share them with people that I know that are not on Facebook and that are not a part of my, you know, West Coast crystal chakra hooping Burning Man world. So yes, I'm not saying la la la, I'm done with the world, everything is perfect. I'm saying the world is awesome and fucked up, just like it's always been. Maybe the, you know, maybe it's a little more fucked up, and it's gonna get more fucked up. But I want to be a warrior of love. And I don't, not only is it just possible, I think, to be living in joy and being of service to make the world a better place, I think it's the only way that I can do it. So I will support those of you who are more aggressively fighting, and I will find ways to be a warrior of love, but I am going back to the core teachings that, if I've ever said anything that made sense, is that there's always good and bad. There's always crap or cone. There is always laughing babies, and there's always people that don't like you. And I have been in the situation lately where I set down my ice cream cone and all I could do was, oh God, oh God, you, oh my God, oh my God, let me smell yours, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, we're gonna be, there's nothing for shit for the next, yes, there is more shit on the ground. Our path ahead will have a lot of shit to walk around. There are dogs that need to be disciplined. There are things we need to probably do. And then when that action is taken, when that work is done, back to cone for me. My grandpa wrote a letter to his congressman every day. And then as soon as he hit send, he went back to going, wow. I want to be there. I'm ready to return to joy. I'm done. So now it's time to begin. Wherever you are in your headspace, I honor that. I recognize that. I am not saying that anything that you are feeling is wrong or irrational in any way. I'm saying that for me, self-care is important so that I can be of service to the world. And part of my self-service or my self-care right now is allowing myself to not read every article, allowing myself to skip videos that I know are gonna upset me, allowing myself to check in periodically on the news of the day and the Trump presidency, but not feeling an obligation to live in a state of what's happening now, what's happening now, what's happening now, what's happening now. Because the now, right now, it's perfect. And my body is pumping blood. There's bone marrow making white blood cells. They're fighting off this bad microbes, and my muscles are working. That coffee tastes amazing. Connecting with you is miraculous. The fact that I'm conscious to even ponder these ideas, what a gift. And I want to remember and focus on the gifts so that I can have the strength to make the dream come true. Thank you for being a part of this magical world that we're going to keep making better and better and better. I love you. So wherever you are, grab yourself by the shoulders. Oh, and let go of all of the anger, let go of all of the us, them, let go of all the labels and identities and all the things you need to do and all the things undone, all the injustice. Just slip into this now moment. On behalf of Grandpa Caleb and all the love warriors, happy Hug Nation.